Last Tuesday, the 20th of August, we celebrated National Radio Day. If we take a look back to where we first started, we're reminded of how radio has evolved from crackling AM broadcasts to the crystal clear digital streams we have today. But no matter how much technology changes, radio remains a powerful medium, one that can reach into the heart of every home, every car, and every pair of earbuds. Brisbane's radio culture has come a long way over the years. Mark Clouded started out volunteering at Brisbane's first community radio station in 1975. Mark played a crucial role in Brisbane's radio history. As a former board member of 4ZZZ, he helped pave the way for the diverse voices and music we enjoy today.
Couple of things that have really happened. One is that the people associated with the radio stations, as the stations have existed for some time, have learnt their craft, and the professionalism associated with station has grown over time. Most of the stations have established training programs to help their broadcasters with their broadcasting skills and communication skills, and that's really improved things significantly.
While radio has evolved over the years, its core mission remains the same: to connect, inform, and entertain.
4EB, for example, has a particular objective to communicate with ethnic communities within Brisbane. And their broadcasting actually reaches out to audiences in 55 different languages.
Radio has a unique way of weaving itself into our lives, often becoming the backdrop to some of our most cherished memories. Whether it's a favourite song, a late night talk show, or the voice that kept us company on long drives, everyone has that first radio memory that sticks with them. One of Gabrielle's first childhood memories was listening to her dad's radio.
My first ever radio memory was back in the late 1960s, and my dad would be listening to the horse racing. And I clearly remember sitting on my grandma's veranda with the old transistor radio and listening to the scratchings for the horse racing.
Andy Neal is a seasoned producer who played a pivotal role in expanding Triple J across Australia in the late 1980s. With a career spanning radio, film, and television, Andy has been instrumental in shaping youth-orientated programming and leading major projects like The Chaser for the ABC. He talked to us about how big community radio is.
Community radio has managed to still keep a really strong presence in Brisbane, both with 4ZZZ, with 4EB, and the later entrant AAA. They've maintained a really strong presence, which is great.
It's clear radio isn't just background noise. It's a companion that connects us, shares our stories, and keeps us in the loop. From the music that lifts our spirits to the news that matters, radio has a way of bringing people together. So here's to the voices we've trusted, the stories that have stuck with us, and the memories we've all made, thanks to the magic of radio.